For the past few months, a couple of trends have become evident in British Columbia. While many voters are dissatisfied with issues such as housing, the economy and healthcare, their animosity is directed primarily at the federal government and not at provincial or municipal administrations. In early September, the Federal Conservative Party held an 11-point lead over the Liberal Party in BC. The gap should not be surprising. In this century, the Liberals have only finished in first place in this province in the federal election of 2015, the one that gave Justin Trudeau his only majority mandate. There are other numbers worth exploring. The approval rating for Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre rose to 51% in British Columbia, significantly higher than what is observed for Trudeau, 35%, New Democratic Party, NDP, leader Jagmeet Singh, 43%, Green Party leader Elizabeth May, 27%, and People's Party leader Maxime Bernier, 20%. When research company asked British Columbians about 11 issues facing the economic future of coastal communities, 5 were deemed the most important: marine conservation, 93%, renewable energy, 86%, outdoor recreation, 82%, small-scale community fisheries, 83%, and ecotourism, 79%. Industrial-scale commercial fishing, 69%, fish farming, 64%, and deep-sea mining, 44%, garnered the lowest levels of importance. A similar scenario ensues when British Columbians ponder potential threats to the coast and coastal communities. More than 3 in 5 are extremely or very concerned about declining fish stocks, 68%, open net fish farms, 64%, bottom trawling, 63%, and climate change, 61%. Only 31% feel the same way about excessive government restrictions on fishing and marine harvesting. The concept of a network of marine protected areas representing approximately 30% of waters in the Northern Shelf bioregion, stretching from the middle of Vancouver Island to the Alaska border, is welcomed by practically 4 in 5, 79%, while only 9% are opposed. Discussions about environmental protection usually see drastic fluctuations depending on the federal political allegiances of respondents. On marine protected areas, this is not the case. Support for this proposed network encompasses significant majorities of British Columbians who are currently thinking of voting for the Greens, 88%, the NDP, also 88%, the Liberals, 87%, or the Conservatives, 78%, in the next federal election. In a province that is currently dissatisfied with Ottawa, trust in the federal department responsible for coastal matters is high. Across the province, 61% of respondents have a lot or some confidence in Fisheries and Oceans Canada as a source of information when it comes to marine protected areas. This is slightly higher than trust in the provincial government, 54%, and local First Nations communities, also 54%. Scientists and environmental organizations are at the top of the list with the highest confidence rating to discuss marine protected areas, 77% and 67%, respectively. Conversely, fewer than 2 in 5 British Columbians trust the fishing industry, 39%, the salmon farming industry, 32%, or fishing companies, 32%. The results of this survey outline a challenge for the Conservative Party, as well as for the individuals who may seek its nominations in the next federal election. The message of removing red tape may win over voters who are tired of inaction and poor communication between various levels of government. The data shows that it is not particularly welcome on coastal issues in BC. Right now, most British Columbians are overwhelmingly supportive of establishing a marine protected area, and want its creation to be guided by scientists, environmentalists and Fisheries and Oceans Canada. Excessive government restrictions is one of the last things on their mind. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from October 31 to November 8, 2023, among 1,603 adults in BC. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in BC. The margin of error is plus or minus 2.4 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.